I'd like to talk about first impressions, and a little bit of history comes into that, because it was 51 years ago today that the news first broke of what became known as the Great Train Robbery. A combination of brilliant planning and execution of those plans resulted in the gang getting away with £2.6 million in used and untraceable banknotes, and that's worth about £50 million today. As a young lad at the time, I have to confess, I felt an initial sense of admiration for the robbers. Somehow in my naivety I saw some latter-day Robin Hood getting away with money that belonged to rich people, the banks. But on later reflection I realised that the cost was very high. The engine driver of the train, Jack Mills, was assaulted by the robbers and suffered serious trauma for the rest of his life. The money that was stolen was, of course, money that people like you and I had paid into our bank or post office accounts. And no doubt insurance companies paid out for the loss and then increased the subsequent premiums, so we all ended up paying for the theft. And it makes me wonder, when you see a news headline and you feel you want to respond to it immediately, is it the right response? Do we perhaps feel guilt that we do not respond immediately? The full truth that emerges sometime later can completely overturn our initial views. For the Christian, Jesus' teachings, "Do not judge by appearance, but judge rightly," are important here. So when the headlines scream at you, apparently demanding an immediate response, just take a moment to ensure that you have the full story and not just one side of it. First impressions are important, but a little reflection on both sides of the story may produce a wiser response.